Just one quick halakha on the laws of Nerot Shabbat that we've been studying. It's clear that the obligation to light the Nerot is on the Akeret HaBayit, is on the main lady of the house. For example, in a normal case, it would be the mother. The mother, the wife, she lights the Nerot Shabbat for the house. Question is, let's say you have some single girls, the daughters, they also want to light candles. According to the halakha, the minhag, they don't light candles. They're sumich on the mother's lighting. When they get married, then they start lighting the candles. But as long as there's a mother there, they do not light. And if they want to light, certainly they light without a beracha. But again, the minhag is only the mother lights, and the daughters could stand there and by the nerot and answer amen to the beracha of their mother. But they do not actually have to light, nor should they light according to the minhag. Furthermore, the law says that, let's say you have boys that are studying in the yeshiva, and they're in a dormitory. They don't have a wife. They're single, but they have parents in the back of, let's say, America, or guys in Israel, let's say. And they have a house, they have an apartment, they have a room, they have whatever it is. So the halakha says they have to light in the dormitory with a beracha. That's according to the opinion of Maran. They make a beracha on this. Now, if there's many people living in the dormitory together, so then one guy would make the beracha for everybody else. Because all you need is one for the apartment. So you light one, and everybody else answers amen and lights their own. But they would have to light the beracha, or they can make like a rotation. Every Eidab Shabbat, another guy in the dormitory makes the beracha, and that's the way they have to follow.